Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sue Hawks is here. Sue's back. She's the CEO of Yes, keynote speaker and award-winning seminar leader. She is an award-winning business owner. She is the author of Chasing Perfection. And she's here to talk to us about how you and I can shatter, can deal with some of the political correctness and still manage our people to the goal line. Sue Hawks, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back.
So political correctness, have we just run amok with it? What do you think?
I think it's a little out of control these days. I think some of it's warranted, but I will say I think it seems like we're in a more sensitive time, heightened by a number of people crossing lines.
Yeah, and it's sad that we have people who don't know how to behave, and then we have people also, and I'm not minimizing anybody who's truly been harmed, but we do have some people who overreact. Would you agree with me? I mean, you got both of those, the people who can't behave and the people who overreact. And then you got most of the folks in the middle that creates a problem for it. Are we ever going to settle this down? I mean, are we ever going to get settled down where we know all the rules? What do you think?
I don't think so. I think as long as human beings are interacting, you know, we cross lines. And I don't know that it's intended. I think it's much more about how you say what you say than the actual message.
See, now you sound like my wife. I say, what? I say, you know, because I say, what? What have I done? She says, what did I say? She says, it wasn't what you said. It was how you said it. And I said, I didn't know I said it a certain way. See, us guys, sometimes guys don't know we did things wrong when we did.
Well, I think that's true for all of us. I don't think
mostly guys, I think guys
well,
stumble into things that we don't. So,
anyway,
what should we look for? What are the excesses that you're seeing out there right now?
You know, I think there's a difference between disagreeing with someone's position and being offended. And I think those are where lines get blurred at times. You know,
I'm talking about politics or football.
Well, most recently football, since I do live in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. But you know, I think about things like my 96-year-old dad. You know, yeah. He said things prior to when he passed away that were absolutely not PC. They would not fly in the world, and they just fell out of his mouth.
But it's what? But it was the charming part of him, though, right? I mean, it was. He was being somewhat of his era.
Yeah, it was his era. It was acceptable in his generation.
And I bet when you tell people what he did or what he said, it was funny to the people you said it to, even the modern people, more modern people.
I think sometimes it is, and I think sometimes it's considered offensive. But if you looked at how he said it, he and I could have discussions about it, you know, mm-hmm. and I could say to him, oh, my God, Dad, you can't say things like that anymore. People don't talk like that. And he'd say, why not? You know, and it was truly a blind spot.
Right.
So, you know, that's the most blatant example I can think of where someone is truly naive to. He wasn't concerned about how it landed for other people. It was just. He carried it forward from a generation where that was probably really okay.
But see, you're making a good point here because there are a lot of people, and I'm in this category, a lot of people who are senior baby boomers who came up at a time which was the trailing edge of your father's career. We remember when what your dad said was okay to say. And now we've transitioned into a different time, and we're the ones having to make all the adjustments, and we don't always make them so coolly and so well. What do you think? Sometimes we're blindsided.
I would agree with that. I think Correct. But I think when you can have a discussion about it, you know, sometimes we say things that are blatantly offensive and we don't even know it. For example, I've used shortcut words and offended some friends of mine who are Jewish, and they'll say, do you know the like, origin of that word? And I'll give you a perfect example. I said the word, I felt gypped in a situation. And one of my friends said, do you know the origin of that word?
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, I absolutely don't. And she said, it's back from the time of gypsies, and it's really actually very offensive.
Oh, boy. What a stretch.
She explained it to me.
What a stretch.
Well, no, but I looked up and I said, thank goodness I have a friend who will have this conversation with me. It's not like I went out and said it to harm someone. I think when you're blatantly offensive, as some leaders are currently demonstrating, I think that's a very
well, I think
thing.
I probably and learned that word from my, I think, I, but see, I think I probably learned that word from my Jewish friends.
Well, I don't know about that, but
I think that's a perfect example. And I'm not trying to be, you know, a knucklehead here, because I am concerned about this, or I wouldn't have you talking about it on my show right now. But I do think that that's probably pretty close to an example of somebody being hypersensitive.
Right. I would agree. And at the same time, what I found is when you can have those kind of dialogues and say, wait a second, educate me, I don't know anything about this, all of a sudden people feel like they were heard and their point was considered.
Right.
When that doesn't happen, I think people react and go different directions. So when they have the opportunity to weigh in, then they can start to say, you know what, I get it. You weren't.
But we've got to quit sitting around. We've all got to quit sitting around with our feelings on our sleeves, waiting for somebody to step on a landmine that offends us. Have you heard about the sneezing protocol now?
No.
So here's the deal. If you sneeze, I'm not supposed to say God bless you.
Okay.
Because that would be presuming that you believe in God. I'm supposed to say, this is
okay.
True. I'm not making this up. This is true.
Right.
This came up last week.
Right.
I'm supposed to say, sneeze recognized or sneeze acknowledged. That's it. Sneeze acknowledged. That's what I'm supposed to say. Now, could anything be stupider than that?
No, it's ridiculous. And I, you know, again, I think people get to believe what they want,
yeah.
And you don't have to react to it.
Hold on to that thought, Sue. The book is called Chasing Perfection. Sue Hawks and I will be right back. More of this after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.